This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support.
This is episode 437. And today we're going to be talking about how to bounce back. How to bounce back from a physical adversity, a mental adversity, emotional adversity. And this, because of my recent challenges with pneumonia and other things, it's really gotten me to go back to my teachings and really dive into how to bounce back. Because where I am right now is not, it's not close to where I was. However, I know I can get there. And so part of this is you just have to deal with it. I mean, if you sit there and have a pity party all day long, you're not going to bounce back. And we need to look at bounce back to what and for why. And so for me, I have a very deep, deep, passionate reason why I want to bounce back to the way I was before, if not even more, whether that is a physical measurement of weight versus body fat, whether that's a lifting measurement of deadlift, squats, shoulder press, whether it's a cardio measurement with my resting heart rate, whatever it is, those are my goals. And so I need to be able to deal with where I am right now and then come up with a plan. If I sit around and have a pity party, I'm not going to have a plan. I'm not dealing with it. I'm letting it control me and control my emotions and control my thinking. So I need to be able to deal with it. And that part of that is staying motivated. So even if there's a setback, there is always something that can be done. So to stay motivated doesn't necessarily mean if you have a broken leg, staying motivated to run. Well, you can't run with a broken leg, but you can stay motivated as to, okay, I'm going to work on my upper body. I'm going to, if there's an emotional a roadblock, I'm going to work on myself and see where these emotions have been buried within me. So we can look at these setbacks as really great, great tools to help us look deep in ourselves, deep into our thinking, and understand how are we looking at the situation. And there's a gentleman, Martin Seligman, who wrote Learned Optimism, talks about pessimists and optimists and how they look at events in their life. So, for example, permanence. For the optimist, a bad event is temporary and it is possible to bounce back from failures. Others may struggle to bounce back, but in some cases, they actually never recover. A pessimist will believe the negative outcomes, the negative event is permanent. It's always there. So just to know that something is temporary versus permanent, and it is what it is, and we project onto it what we think it is. But if you feel that, you got a divorce and now you're going to be single for the rest of your life, that's a permanent state. That's a very pessimistic outlook. So the optimists look at it as this is a temporary setback and it allows me a chance to bounce back from that. And so when we look at, the permanence part of it, is it permanent? Is it not? I'm getting divorced. I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. I just blew up to 300 pounds. I'm going to be fat for the rest of my life. I just lost 30 pounds. I'm going to be skinny for the rest of my life. I just got fired. I'm going to be unemployed for the rest of life. Those are all pessimistic permanencies. An optimist would look at it and go, this is just temporary. I look at my past. I've had things happen to me before in the past, and I've moved beyond them. The next thing is pervasiveness. So an optimist will compartmentalize their, quote, helplessness, where pessimists will allow it to run their lives. That is, optimistic people will in turn allow good experience to shine brightly in their lives, where a pessimistic person will focus on bad events on any given day or experience. So that means that at any given day, we have good events and bad events in our life, depending on how we see them. If we're involved in a setback, the optimist will go back in the past and find things that will help them shine forward into the current event. A pessimist will find everything wrong in the past, everything wrong today, and just keep that stinking thinking, just keep that negative attitude, just keep all of that in focus. And then the next thing that Martin talks about is personalization. Optimists will blame a bad event on a cause that is beyond their control. A pessimist will assume they are the reason for the bad event. So, for example, let me just use myself with pneumonia. A pessimist would say, man, there's something I did. I didn't take my vitamins. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And because of that, I got pneumonia. An optimist will say, hey, this is beyond my control. This is just something that happens to people. And whatever it is, I'm going to learn from it and bounce back. And it could be a combination of all of those. But the optimist, when something bad happens, they don't take ownership of it where a pessimist will. Now, here's the funny thing. On the flip side, when something good happens, an optimist will take ownership of it, and a pessimist will say it was just an accident. So this is something that's really important to understand with this personalization, is that if you're an optimist or looking on the brighter side of things and something bad happens to you, you're going to look at it as it's just natural occurrence. So let's just say you're playing sports, football, baseball, golf, and you're going outside and it starts to rain. The optimist will go, not my fault. I can't predict the weather. The pessimist will say, this always happens to me. It always happens to me when I go out to golf and it rains. It always happens to me when I want to go out for a game and it rains. They will take it and make it personal. Flip side, an optimist goes out to golf on a sunny day. Man, this is great. This always happens to me. A sunny day, perfect. A pessimist will go out, boy, I got the luck of the straw today because I had nothing to do with this. And I know that we can't control weather, but what I want to do is give an example of how we compartmentalize and how we perceive these different events going on in our life. And this is probably the most important aspect of bouncing back, is that we need to know that when something good happens, it's permanent and we personalize it to ourselves. When something bad happens, it's temporary, and other people are outside that circumstance. So when something bad happens, it's out of our control in a way. And that doesn't mean to give excuses, but what it does is it allows you to empower yourself. So when you're involved in a setback, something happens, the first thing to look at it is understand that this event is temporary. It may seem like it's permanent. My son's girlfriend broke her leg very severely, and she had to put a rod in it, and she's in a wheelchair, and the leg is out at a basically 45-degree angle to her hip, and it can sound very much like it could be a permanent state, but it's not. They've learned to look at it. It's temporary. We're making slow progress. Things are happening, and they're making the small progress as best they can, which is awesome. So when you start looking at your setbacks, the first thing is know that it's temporary. Absolutely know that it's temporary. Start to make a plan to bounce back, because then you start to feel back in control. And then understand that If it's good, something good is happening, it's because you are making a plan. It's because you are taking action. If something bad happens, there are certain things outside my control. And then when you have something good happen, acknowledge that, hey, I helped co-create it or create it completely. When something bad happens again, it's other people are involved with it. So really setbacks, you know, you can find setbacks in athletic programs, in sales programs, in just general health and wellness. But again, because of my recent battle with pneumonia and to slowly get back, I had to adjust my expectations because I've always been such a quick bounce back person. When I was in the avalanche, I bounced back quickly. When I had my knee surgery, I bounced back quickly. When I had other ailments, I bounced back quickly. But this is the first time that it has really taken me much, much, much longer. And I'm still not even there. I'm still not even in a regular routine at the gym. And I'm starting to deal with it through going through the process I just went with you. I'm starting to put a plan, understand that this illness is not mine. It's something that happened to me. It is improving every day. So I'm going to be able to get back to the gym, go out on my hikes, do all those other things. So I would like you to think back to times when you were bouncing back and where you bounced back very successfully without even thinking about it and see what you did. And then when you struggled and see what you did or thought. And you're going to find yourself in two different mindsets there. So with that, go ahead and bump over to where this is hosted, warriormindcoach.com/blog. Take a look at the notes and then start to prepare your bounce back. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.